We're back.
We're back.
More Baldies.
We're back. Oh, wait. We were missing something.
Boing. We are.
There we go.
Loco.
Baldies 2015. Now bigger and baldier. Yeah. Let's go back just to make sure, because we've slept a few times since now. Let's go back and make sure we're happy with our top 10-ish TV show. Right now, our top five tentatively, these are the ones eligible for an award, are The Leftovers, Mr. Robot, Better Call Saul, Mad Men, Narcos, Missing the Cut, Daredevil.
Damn it.
We want to give Show Me a Hero a little love.
Just a nod, yeah.
Game of Thrones, Jessica Jones, we want to talk about, Fargo, then Just Making the Cut, Not Making the Cut, or The Americans, Justified, Nick, Sense8.
Well, I feel like The Cut is at five.
Yeah, but I'm saying like there's...
For nominees.
I know, but I'm saying like the line for like even the top 10, that seems like another significant drop off. Has your opinion changed?
Five, man. Like, I feel bad that Daredevil's not in
it's
there.
It's Murderer's
Show
Row.
Show Me a Hero, but what are you going to do?
Who would you put over it?
I can't justify anything.
Yep. Pretty clear for television,
I mean,
though.
For me, Narcos and Daredevil are real close. But I guess I give the nod to Narcos.
I mean, like I said, I could entertain an argument where Daredevil is better than Narcos.
Yeah, I just never felt like Narcos had any real problems in the narrative or in the characters or anything like that, whereas Daredevil had a couple of very minor missteps, just like with Kingpin going a little overboard with that stuff. And like,
yep.
I felt like the syndicate, the crime syndicate that Kingpin was involved in was a little cheesy at times.
Yeah, and it did. There was a hour or two stretch that it fell a little bit flat in the middle, too, I thought, too. Whereas Narcos, I felt like it was pretty good all the way through. Like, I wasn't engaged in the beginning, but yeah, as we discussed, that's more my familiarity with the material than anything.
Yeah, I guess the highs on Daredevil are higher than Narcos for me, but the lows are
sure,
lower.
Sure, there's nothing on Narcos that made me like sit up and slap my mother like the episode 2 hallway fight where he rescued that little kid. But
yeah, I think that's probably right.
Okay. And we're not... You know, I don't think there's anything down here we want to rescue. Now, comedy, I just realized we had a big omission, which is Port...
Oh, yeah, Poetlandia.
Portlandia, I thought is... Now, that's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a couple other things. I forget what the sequel for Spoils of Babylon were, which I don't... You haven't even seen, but that's just a really weird Will Ferrell... You know, comedy or die joint that is worth watching. Had Michael K. Williams in it.
Okay, yeah.
Omar a little,
sure.
And you know, a lot of Kristen Wiig and a lot of famous funny people in it. And it was really worth watching. And it was maybe not as funny as last year's Spoils of Babylon, but pretty good. But it's not going to make the top five, so who cares? Can Portlandia threaten the top five? Silicon Valley, Parks and Rec, Rick and Morty, Always Sunny, Key and Peele. I don't think
I feel like another glaring omission we've got is 7 Days in Hell. Did you see that?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, that was really funny.
7 Days in Hell was fucking hilarious.
That was really funny.
But I don't know where... Does that go in, like, the documentary?
I also have a problem, like, when you got a one-shot, one-hour program, the degree of difficulty is not...
I almost feel like that goes in documentaries, but it's a mockumentary, right? Like,
I don't know. So that I belly laughed really hard in a lot of places.
That was really, really good.
But I don't know that I could. I laughed as hard as any of the things in the top five, but these top five made me laugh hard frequently through several episodes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Are we...
I feel like that's a honorable mention.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, I kind of don't want to figure it out. I feel like our top five is solid.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who... I honestly don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, we haven't discussed that yet. It's a real toss-up there.
Yeah.
All those shows are really good.
Do we want to figure that out now, or do we want to... we have to figure it out
trucking.
Before we record the Baldies. Okay.
Yeah, no, let's keep trucking on the other stuff. But 7 Days in Hell, I think you should bold as an honorable mention.
Good call. I don't think we need
man,
to.
Man, that was funny.
Yeah, it
but
really was.
Can't win.
And just, I didn't really expect. I mean, I guess I expected. I didn't expect whoever Jon Snow is. I forget, Kit Harington.
Uh-huh.
I didn't expect him to be so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. The character Andy Samberg,
I figured he would be funny, but Kit Harington was hilarious. And yeah. I didn't expect it. Okay, so we had, this is, Jesus Christ, best actor.
So I feel like we should go through the shows we've got kind of in the top 10 or
all right,
in
well,
all
you got,
drama and
you,
just kind of pick actors out.
Do it. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay.
So you got your computer.
Since I do.
Why don't you do the research on this?
Okay.
I'm going to start off John Hamm.
Sure. John Hamm belongs up there.
Is J-O-H or J-O-N?
Baldies.
Whatever.
So The Leftovers. We've got several actors in there, I think.
Yep.
Christopher Eccleston, I think, deserves a at least to be discussed. How Justin Theroux.
Jesus Christ. How do you spell Justin Theroux?
Is T-H-E-R-O-U-X, I think.
Was I actually on the right track?
Yeah, without the S. Yep. I think that's right. Christopher Eccleston, I think, deserves to be up there. He has a few scenes that are pretty amazing. The guy who plays John Murphy also should probably be talked about, at least.
Is Eccleston or Eccleston?
Eccleston. I
think you guys are going to crack the code for why I'm a poor pronouncer here. I'm kind of dyslexic. I can't spell things. I'm just
leftover.
I'm human garbage, essentially. All right.
Kevin Carroll, I think, deserves to be on there. He's John Murphy.
Is that Carroll?
Two
like
L's.
That?
L.
Okay.
Double L. Yep.
Okay.
And I want to say that's everybody who really deserves to be on there from Leftovers. Can you think of anybody else? I think everybody else has such bit parts that, like...
Matt was really good in that one episode with his mom in, like, episode 4.
Matt? Or Tom?
Tom. Sorry, Tom. Yeah. Tom was really good, but I don't know that he's not going to make the top 5, so fuck him.
Yeah. How about Mr. Robot? Do you think that Bug yes. Eyes McGee deserves
yes,
to be on
I
there?
Yes, I do. What's his name?
Let me see. Rami Malek, RamiMalek.
Okay.
Yeah. You think Christian Slater? Nah. Not a big enough.
Nah. Not even his best work.
Not even a big enough thing. Yeah. And then I know you don't like the main supervillain there, so forget him.
Fuck him.
I feel like Mr. Robot himself is the only person who really deserves to be in there.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul? Do you think that Bob Odenkirk and or...
I do.
Chuck deserved to be in there? Let me see what his name is.
Yeah, this Laverne and Shirley guy.
Jonathan Banks, maybe? Does
Jonathan
he deserve
Banks,
to be in there?
For sure.
His name is Michael McKean. K-E-A-N.
K?
E-A-N. Yep.
Okay.
And it's not Mikhail, it's Michael, but whatever. Just a mistyping.
No, I'm that stupid. No, I can spell Micah.
I think that's everybody, right? Harry Hamill.
Nope.
Doesn't belong in there.
No.
Okay, Mad Men. Are there any other actors besides John Hamm who deserve to be in the running?
You want to get Vincent Kartheiser?
Yeah. Yeah, let's throw old Vinny in there. Vinny C. Vinny Campbell.
How do you spell that?
E-I-S-E-R. I don't know.
What do you have it there? Or what?
I mean, I can look it up. Sure.
I don't look like an idiot for all time. How about Roger Sterling?
Sure. Where's Kartheiser? Where you at, Kartheiser? K-A-R-T-H-E-I-S-E-R.
No, you got it.
Yeah. Okay. John Slattery. Is that who you're talking about?
I
feel like just John Slattery didn't have enough to do.
Nah, you're right.
In this season, like standouts,
him playing the organ with Peggy doing the roller derby thing in the background is pretty good. Like he had a lot of he carried all of the light moments.
Yeah, well. I just don't feel like he had enough range.
Sure,
to really impress me.
Okay,
although he nailed the part that he needed to play.
Okay,
Harry Crane.
No,
of course not. That's about it as far as...
Yeah, I think I agree.
I mean, Stan, I don't think Stan is in the running there.
No, Stan is awesome. I love Stan, but he's not going to win. He's not going to be in the top 5. He's not even going to be considered for it. So.
All right, that's it for Mad Men then. Narcos, I think the main...
Yes.
The guy
who
plays
that guy?
Pablo Escobar is fucking fantastic.
You know what's weird, though, is because I was reading a lot
Wagner
of...
Wagner Mora.
What's his name?
Wagner, M-O-U-R-A.
O-U-R-A. I was reading, so on he did an AMA on Reddit about a couple weeks ago. And there's a lot of people praising his performance, but there's a lot of people in Central and South America that, like, you don't understand how hard it is to enjoy this show, because it's, imagine if, like, someone is supposed to be an Ivy League college boy, mm-hmm. and he's speaking with a thick Louisiana accent. Like, that would just be ridiculous. Like, laugh. You couldn't take it seriously. And that's what these guys are saying. Like, this guy's supposed to have this very distinctive Medellin, Colombian yeah. accent, and he's speaking like a Brazilian or whatever. And it's like, if you, I know that we don't know the difference. It's just Spanish, right?
Yeah.
But that's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That really made me thinking, like, or a guy and supposed to be a Minnesota Fargo crime boss, and he's got a
New York accent.
He's got a, yeah, like a really strong Boston.
Hey, what's going on here?
Right?
What? That's not Minnesota.
Like it really.
But it's American. Sure.
No, no. I feel yeah. like, and I remember the same thing. People said that about Gus with Esposito.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And I'm glad. I guess I don't. I'm a little provincial in my speaking, because I imagine that would destroy it for you.
Yeah, I think that's what they count on. You're
supposed to have all these guys from the same borough, and they're all over the map, accent-wise. Yeah. And that guy's not even a native Spanish speaker.
Okay. Well, you know, I think he's... I put his character name, because we might not remember who he is.
Pablo. Okay, he is...
El Pablo. What about...
Pablo Escobar.
What about Pedro Pascal?
I think he needs to put it in there.
Yeah.
He's not going to win it.
What about the guy who's playing the other... DEA agent or whatever. No,
he's just out. He's
he had a bigger role.
Seppenwall really and Dan Feinberg really pilloried this guy, but I feel like he's a replacement level guy. He didn't bring much to the table. He didn't take much away. He was solid.
Okay.
He was solid. He's what you want.
Anybody else in there who needs mention?
What about Pedro's partner? Or tell you what about the Colombian military officer? That guy was intense. And he's going to, if I know my Escobar history right, he's going to be a huge part of season two, but that has nothing to do with this season.
It's Poison. Is his name? That's not the guy. Shit.
He's not going to make the top five, so let's keep rolling.
Yeah, you'd have to look him up. I don't know who he is. Yep. Okay, next show, Daredevil. Do you think...
Yes.
Murdoch.
What's his name? Something.
Or.
Patty O'Neill.
Yeah, let me see. Charlie Cox.
Yes.
Charlie Cox is Matt Murdoch. Or even Eldon Henson is Foggy. I don't know why.
I really love Foggy. I like Foggy, but he's the kind of performance that I kind of want to discount for some reason. It's like,
yeah,
who does a better job than Nick Offerman as Ron Swanson, but I'm not giving him a Baldy for acting.
Because there's just not enough range in his character, maybe?
Like, yeah. I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair, but...
It's not. I'm sorry, Eldon Henson. I've liked you since Idle Hands, but yeah, you need a better role.
Okay.
Like, that's a decent role.
What about
Vincent
D'Onofrio?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Because I feel like Kingpin was a very hard character to nail, and even though I had some problems with the Kingpin, I can't imagine anybody else.
Put him on there as Kingpin.
I don't think he's going
anywhere.
And maybe
put like Charlie Cox as Daredevil, because I didn't know the guy's name.
Is that how you spell it, D'Onofrio? How do you do that?
No, it's D'Onofrio. D-O. Yeah, no, it is. O-N-O-F-R-I-O.
D'Onofrio. All right, Charlie Cox is Daredevil.
D'Onofrio? D'Onofrio?
I thought it was D'Onofrio.
I don't know. You probably say it closer to the way it's meant to be said.
See, that's the opposite problem I usually have. Usually I read words years before I hear them pronounced.
Because yeah.
I was a precocious child, read above my eighth grade level. But this is a guy, like I remember Men in Black, everybody's talking about Vincent D'Onofrio. So it's like...
All right. We've got Show Me a Hero, Oscar Isaac as Nick Wasisco.
Also Poe, what's-his-face, from Star Wars last night.
No!
And he's also the asshole nursing home runner of Sucker Punch.
You're right.
I realized halfway through the movie who that was. Like, why do I know this guy? Why do I know this?
Holy shit!
Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
Wow.
He's awesome. What's his name? Who is it? Who is he?
Oscar Isaac. That's incredible. I had no idea.
Man, there's so many good performances in this.
It's true. Alfred Molina, you know, Doc Ock.
What a shithead.
He's good.
He's a good shithead. Yep. Everybody looks so greasy in 80s in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
The suits and the hair.
It's real gross. I like the guy who plays the Jewish counterpart of the...
We got John Bernthal.
There.
Are you talking about the bearded guy?
Yeah.
Wasn't that John Walsh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's the America's Most Wanted guy, right? Seriously, I think it's.
I think you might be right. I don't see the John Walsh name on here anywhere.
He was the head lawyer for the NCAAP. The head Jew lawyer. Hey, I don't think we need to bring religion into this.
Yeah,
No, he's not going
to
win.
He's not a big enough part to win. I feel like even Alfred Molina is not big enough part.
Nope. I like the judge, too. The judge was really cool, and he's been, you know...
I've seen him in 1,000 things.
Yep, great character actor.
Big old glasses.
Trying to think anybody else. There might be some female nominees.
Oh, yeah. There definitely will be. I mean...
But no, I've got...
Ilfensa Hedera, I think, is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous and talented beyond belief.
All right, so we got Oscar. What else? That's next show.
Next show is Game of Thrones. This season,
I don't know.
Like,
anybody.
There aren't a lot of great, like, really great standout performances.
I think Kit Harington was a pleasant surprise, but that doesn't because he actually, you know, was a fairly inspiring boy leader. But who else?
I'm thinking like Ramsay. Ramsay's always good, but like he's. A minor part, like so many of these are minor parts, right? And not really like out of the ordinary. Yeah. Like I think Littlefinger's just doing what he's doing.
Alexander Siddig.
Who is he?
He's the king of Dorne, the prince of Dorne, Prince Doran.
Oh yeah. But Bashir.
Yeah, sure. but he was disappointed. Yeah. His character's a disappointment. I mean, he was doing everything he could with,
and it's a small part. It's not that impressive. Tyrion, even like he had some good stuff with Varys and they were great together, but I don't think it was worthy of like a hey, this is the best
whoever
acting
plays
on TV.
Jorah was pretty good, but not like winning a Baldy good.
Yeah, who else was there? There's what's his name, the king, the who Brienne does her thing with.
Stannis Demanis.
There was the Shireen stuff with him and it was like horrifying, but
yeah,
I don't know if like I'd give a nod to him necessarily. It's troublesome because you don't have like the Tyrion standing up to his father in court, right? Like you don't have those scenes. You've got kind of more of an ensemble. Nobody really stands out. So
what was the guy who played Sir Barristan the Bold, Ian something or other, McShane or something.
Yeah.
Like that. But, I mean, yeah. he died well. Grey Worm, nah.
No. I can't honestly put anybody from Game of Thrones in here this year.
Fine. That's shocking. But
Jessica Jones. You think what's-his-face Tennant deserves it?
Yeah, I think so.
At least to be talked about, sure.
Yeah.
The character itself is so interesting.
Is it T-E-N-N-A-N-T?
Yeah, it's close enough.
This guy's being considered for a Baldy, Jim Jones.
I want to say he's the only one, and we should probably
move on
to Fargo.
What about Luke Cage? You weren't that impressed with Luke Cage?
I mean, it didn't... Like, his acting didn't impress me all that much. He was serviceable, you know?
I just thought for...
I thought Jessica Jones and him were both just serviceable.
For a very big, tough guy, he had a lot of heart and vulnerability that has me excited for his turn in Luke Cage. But yeah, I don't know that I can give.
What about the drug addict from that?
No.
Didn't like him?
Maybe I'd liked him more if he never had met the twins, but no, I can't.
Mike Coulter is Luke Cage.
He's not going to win a Baldy, so I'm not that concerned with it.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to Fargo.
Okay.
Oh. I think Lou Salverson deserves
sure
something. And surprisingly, I feel like Jesse Plemons might.
Yep. And how about our man Mike Milligan? What is his name?
Yeah, I got it. Y'all. Bokeem Woodbine.
Bokeem Woodbine.
There's Hanzi. Does he deserve anything?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Jeffrey Donovan as Dodd. He's real good.
Who was Hanzi?
Zahn McLarnon. Yeah.
Inouye? Mm-hmm. Not Bear. Whoever.
But Donovan. Jeffrey Donovan, maybe?
I already put him down, yeah.
Oh, okay.
How about Ted Danson?
Yeah, Angus Sampson, you were great, and you played your role really well, but I don't think you had a big enough range.
How about Ted Danson?
Okay, yeah. I didn't really think this year that I would be going Ted Danson as possibly one of the best actors of the year.
Sure. Can you put Nick Offerman on that list? I mean, he's not going to win.
But so he's got two parts, right? He's got Parks and Rec, and he's also got Fargo.
It's a good year for him, but I can't see him winning. Especially since I don't want to hold an editing decision against him, but the epilogue he got, not a big fan of. Neither one of us were.
All right, let's move on. The Americans, I feel like you got to put Jonathan Rhys on there. I think he did a hell of a job having seen the whole thing. And obviously,
Carrie
Russell's going to go on
the female
version.
It's not, is it?
No, it's R-H-Y-S, I think. R-H-Y-S. Spell the man's name properly, for God's sake. He's up for an award.
Going to
put Reese's Pieces like in that? The envelope? No, R-H-Y-S. It's a very weird spelling.
Christ, man, have a better last name, says the guy.
Noah Emmerich is Stan? Nah.
No, fuck no. I hate that. I don't like that
I know
that
you
guy.
Hate him.
I don't like him.
I wish he'd been a little bit better. I like him. I instinctively like him
I've
as
seen
an actor.
Him in plenty of good stuff. He's in a lot of Darabont stuff that I like, but I do not like him in this role. He is a bowl of tapioca pudding.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I'm coming around to your point of view. Justified. Come on. Timothy Oliphant.
I wouldn't even put Timothy Oliphant on this list.
I've definitely put Boyd on there.
Yep.
What is Boyd's fucking name?
He is Walton.
Walton Goggins, yeah.
Goggins. Whoa, Rhys Walton.
They got married. They hyphenated their names.
That'd be a baby with some big teeth and bad hair.
Tim, no thanks. Wynn Duffy, does he deserve to be on there? I feel like as a series, maybe he deserves to be on there.
The man could give a masterclass in reaction shots.
He really could, yeah.
Like when
just the eyebrows, you know.
Like when Gary Busey's boy got blown up, so good.
Jake Busey,
and
yeah.
He had some real good moments with Mikey, but not a Baldy. Like Walton Goggins, sure, fine.
I feel like Walton's the only one.
How about
there.
Sam?
Nick Searcy as Art.
No,
he wasn't big enough.
No,
part.
No. Sam.
Elliot. Oh yeah.
I mean, the man can act without a mustache. I discovered that, but I don't know. He's not going to win a Baldy.
Nah.
And again, Timothy Oliphant is really good, but Walton Goggins stole the show from him. Sorry.
Yeah. The Nick, do you want to put anybody on there?
Yes, I would like to put Jonathan Thackeray. Can you look that up for me? It's Clive Owen.
Yeah. Is there a Thackeray on there too? You want to put?
Well, no. That's the character he plays.
Oh, Dr. John W. Thackeray. Sure.
And then who's the next? Who's the next lead?
Andre Holland.
Yes.
Dr. Algernon Edwards.
Yep.
Holland. They call him Algy.
Dr. Prince, as I like to call him, because this guy, when he's at his like prissiest, most like fierce, he looks like Purple Rain era Prince.
All
right. He's fantastic. There's actually a lot of really good. The gruff Irish paddy wagon driver is amazing too. But yeah, what am I gonna say? Nah.
All right. Next one's Sense8. I frankly don't think any of the males on that deserve a nod. I think they're decent, but they're not great. They're not outstanding. Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, I wanted to actually call out the
Timothy Dalton.
No.
Oh, okay. Is he still in it?
Yeah, oh sure. Yes. He's really good, but the Josh Hartnett.
Seriously?
Is really good, yeah.
That stone-faced motherfucker is doing a good job?
He's really good.
All right.
Really good werewolf.
Put him on there. Josh Hartnett.
He's not going to win a Baldy, but he's pretty good. And there's actually, man, there's a lot of really, really good actors on this show. I'm trying to think of who... Was that it? Ferdinand Lyle? Is that who I'm thinking of? Yes. The guy that plays Ferdinand Lyle. Simon Russell Bale, but he's not going to win. Maybe it's Beale.
Okay.
He's been described as by The Independent as the greatest stage actor of his generation, though. Interesting. Huh. All right. Well, what of?
All right. Next show, Banshee.
No
good acting there? Okay.
No, there is, but like Kai Proctor is really freaking good, and the guy who plays the sheriff, who's not his real name, is really good, and Job is really good, and like there's a lot of really great, like Timothy Oliphant level badass, just you just enjoy watching him play characters. You should watch that, man. It kind of it's pissing me off that you're so dismissive of the show.
I'm dismissive in the award sense, like does this deserve my attention as a drama, like as an action kung fu like sort of thing? I'm sure it does.
It's so much better than like Into the Badlands or Ash versus the Evil Dead or any of this. Like it's just so much fun and also better than it has any right to be. And some of the cinematography, like. I don't know. You should listen to me and Shane and Cecily talk about it because Shane is actually way better at
this. I did. I listened to part of that.
Did you? Yeah. Because he's even better at talking about how some of the stuff they do is just out of the show's league.
You covered in that podcast. You also covered another show that I was interested in. Yeah. No.
The Nick is really good.
I think I listened to the Banshee part of it, and then I listened to like part of the Nick and was like, I'm not interested.
Nick's a little bit of a slow burn, but. I got to watch half the season on my break, which I'm looking forward to.
No, I'm looking forward to catching up on like Penny Dreadful and The Nick as well.
Yeah, Penny Dreadful's good. I'm curious to see what you think like 5 episodes in, because like you're either going to be in or you're out.
I'm probably going to be in. Like it's horror. It's gory, got Timothy Dalton. It's got creepy. Gore. Yeah, I'm probably like, going to be in.
Yeah, and it's got some like really good TNA.
Yeah,
It's got crazy sex scenes. Of all configurations.
Is there a male equivalent for TNA? Like DNA?
TNA? I don't know. It could be peen or pecs. Like women, I think women like the pecs and the washboard abs.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And this show's delivering all that, too.
Yeah, so it's pecs and abs.
It's not shy about penis, either, this Penny Dreadful.
Josh Hartnett whipping his...
I don't know if he, but there's a...
Cannoli out.
Like, it seems like Dorian Gray is always whipping his dick out, and he's got a...
Yeah.
He's got a transsex woman that he falls in love with
who's also like a werewolf zombie vampire thing.
Nope, she's just a transsex woman.
All right, cool.
That's her superpower.
Next show, Bloodline. Ben Mendelsohn.
Okay.
You have to put on that list.
He
is by far the standout in this cast, and while the show is not gonna win any awards.
I buy it. You don't have to defend it.
He's good.
That's good.
House of Cards. I don't feel like there was a standout performance this year.
I mean,
I would almost give it to like the Russian president over over Kevin Spacey, but Kevin Spacey's just kind of doing what Kevin Spacey does at this point.
What about with Doug? House of Cards.
A Stamper,
old syringe shot glass.
There was some good stuff in there with his brother and with the scene. You know, the stuff where he had to
it
deal
wasn't
with,
good.
Rachel.
No, it wasn't good. It was interesting.
It's kind of one note.
So on the forums, people are saying that this season 4 is not their last season.
If it's not,
this might be our last season of coverage.
Okay.
Because I'm not signed on for an eternal presidency of Frank Underwood.
Yeah.
And I think they're really shit in the bed if they don't get out on this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this season will be amazing. But damn.
All right. Let's move on.
The show's already overstayed. It's welcome in my
eyes. The Bridge. Is there anybody in The Bridge?
Yeah, there's a lot of good individual performances.
Matthew Lillard, is he going to win an award this year?
Matthew Lillard's pretty fun. Good.
I love Matthew Lillard.
I thought that Buffalo Bill is really good. I thought that Javier the Bridge, the guy, whatever his name is, was really good. His actual brother, who plays a big wig in
Mexican Mafia,
Juarez, is really good. Yeah. The Juarez gangster is really, but old Baldy, no,
nah,
not really.
American Horror Story. Anybody in any males in there who are
Dennis
gonna win?
O'Hare, man,
is that twisty?
No,
is he twisting things
Dennis
up.
Dennis O'Hare plays a character called Liz Taylor in this.
He plays a character called Elizabeth Taylor.
Here, I'll show you what he looks like.
All right, yeah.
This is Dennis O'Hare, and it's pretty fucking awesome.
Good stuff.
And he's having a ball playing it. I forgot I can actually show people that.
Does he have a gun like to Kathy Bates' head here?
No, he's got a gun to his own head.
Well, I mean, is he looking at Kathy Bates?
He is. He's looking at Kathy Bates.
Okay,
Kathy
so she's Bates. Still in it?
Yep, she's in it. In it to win it.
So this is up to you, man. If you want to even just nod at somebody.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Dennis O'Hare.
All right, Twisty's left out in the wind to twist.
Well,
huh?
He was last season, and he actually came back for a one-shot cameo as a serial killer, but no.
Cameos don't get you a baldy. Sorry.
Dennis, get your own damn flowers, O'Hare. I don't even know if that's how you spell it, but...
Ballas! Does Dwayne The Rock Johnson deserve a
baldy? Okay, let me ask you this. I know he doesn't. Is that show worth watching at all if he's not on it? Like, he, on his show, that show is 90% his goddamn charisma.
I don't like Rob Corddry very much, but in this show, I kind of like
him. Not bad.
Yeah.
But would you like him if he didn't have The Rock propping him up? The Rock is doing a lot of heavy lifting in the show.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And the guy who plays Ricky Henderson or whatever, the shortstop for the Oakland A's in the 1990s.
Sure.
He's real good. I like him. But yeah, The Rock is kind of the central draw, and I don't even feel like he deserves a baldy. This year.
I mean, what do you deserve? I don't know. You know, I mean, he's come back for another season. We'll see what he does, but no.
Yeah. Okay. The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. Blah. None of it. Bullshit. All of it. Get out of here.
What about the guy who played Twisty the Clown? I forget his name. John.
Oh, for the Morgan episode?
What is that guy's name? Goddamn.
I don't know. Look up Twisty the Clown. Probably find him faster in American
Twisty,
Horror Story than you would in Walking
saying.
Dead.
Twisty the Clown. He is John Carroll Lynch, of course.
Yeah.
John Carroll Lynch, is he getting a nod for his guest spot?
He's good, but I feel like if you're going to give a guest spot to him, a nod for that, you have to give it to Morgan as well. You got to give it to, I can't think of his fucking name right now.
Lenny James.
Lenny James, yeah.
Lord Shax.
Because they're both really good in that episode, but... Like, it's one episode out of the year.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. Nah. I can't think of anybody that was that
good. And the characters just aren't good enough, quite good enough for me.
No.
Like, they're some of the best characters in The Walking Dead, but they're still not quite good enough. So, that's it. That's all we got. And Fear the Walking Dead is not going to get anything.
Fear the Walking Dead was, I mean,
I like Nick's performance a little bit.
That's Stannis' son. I can't remember his name. Old Voldemort. He's really good. I enjoyed his performance.
Yeah, Stannis' son, Voldemort.
He plays the heroin addict.
Frank Dillane. Yeah.
Frank Dillane.
Nick. Okay.
Yeah, Nick.
Sure.
I enjoyed his performance. He's, I think, the best thing on the show right now.
Reuben Blades, does he deserve anything as Daniel Salazar? Mm. As the barber?
Nah.
I agree. The show's just not strong enough to give you what you need to make a baldy run.
All right. Anything else?
That's the last show. No, yep. We're good. Okay. Although, I mean, comedies we've still got, right? Like Silicon Valley.
I'm not getting to give anybody anything on any
Rick
of these.
Rick and Morty, Always Sunny, Key and Peele, Orange is the New Black.
Nope.
Anything there? The Brink?
Nope. Oh, God, no. Although I will say that if it wasn't for... goddamn, who's Shawshank Redemption? Andy Dufresne.
Tim Burton. Tim.
No, you almost got it. Come on, pull it out of the memory banks.
Tim Robbins.
We're
it
still
wasn't
we're,
out of the bank.
This is
Tim Robbins. If you're
wondering, we recorded this on one of the three drank Christmas. So we're
three drinks.
We're
deep.
Never really great at these actor names anyway. But what was his name? John.
Tim Robbins.
If it wasn't for Tim Robbins, that show is hot garbage.
Known for War of the Worlds. And that's really just about it.
And also Pornstash. He, the guy who plays Z-Pack, who's also Pornstash on Orange is the New Black, surprisingly good. He's a great actor.
Yeah,
doesn't
I like
get
him.
Enough credit. Mm-hmm. Not going to get a Baldy.
No, sorry. None of these comedies are going to go.
Shall we move
does
on?
Does Robert Durst get a Baldy?
For best farting on camera.
Best belching. And
belching.
Best gas.
Best gas emission. Nah, I don't think so. Let's move on to the ladies, shall we?
Yeah, let's bring it. Let's start at the top of the list again. The Leftovers. Holy shit, we got a lot of ladies in The Leftovers.
Well, let me put...
Bring in their shit.
Let me
Carrie
put,
Coon right
Carrie
at the top.
Carrie Coon.
Regina King right behind her.
Regina King. Oh, wait. How about Lori? Amy Brenneman?
Brenneman?
I don't think so.
Same I don't reason. Feel like she was given enough,
Tommy.
And
same
maybe
Tommy,
next year she's going to nail it. I hated her in the first season. In the second season,
what about old Patty, Maureen Dowd?
Annie O'Dowd.
Or is it Ann Dowd?
isn't that her name? Annie Dowd? Annie O'Dowd?
Whoa, shit. What are we doing here?
Leftovers.
You're right, it's Ann Dowd. God.
Ann Dowd. D-O-W-D.
Pretty good. Pretty good cast. Pretty good cast at Leftovers.
Liv
Pretty
Tyler really stretching her abilities.
Liv Tyler better than I thought she could be, but not enough to win a Baldy. She's not going to get past Carrie Coon or Regina King. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, I would have thought halfway in Carrie Coon had this sewn up, but I think Regina King, I almost want to give it
Regina King. I don't know. That's going to be a fight for
it
sure.
It is. It's a cat fight.
Mr. Robot.
There's going to be bricks thrown through people's windows. Watch out.
The female cast of Mr. Robot is not
great.
The focus.
No.
Certainly.
I didn't like the blonde-headed girl. I didn't like
Angela. Yeah.
Angela. I didn't like the drug dealing. I actually liked her the best by the time everything was said and done.
Is that Shayla?
I think. Yeah.
His girlfriend.
And whoever his therapist was who I haven't seen in anything since like ER was good. But yeah,
They're not the main focus, obviously, of that show. It's Mr.
Not exactly
Robot
an ensemble cast.
And Christian Slater. And the villain, who's also a male. So, yeah, I think I'm comfortable saying nobody really gets it on Mr. Robot. Better Call Saul. What about Amy? Amy, it's Amy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she
name
was pretty
is...
good. I liked her.
I just talked about her on Penny or... American Horror Story.
Oh, it's Kim. Sorry. Rhea Seahorn? Never heard of her.
Nah, I'm not going to put her on there unless you want it.
I mean, there are no other. Like, Julianne Emery is like, I like her. She's awesome. She's gorgeous, but like.
Wait, who is she?
Betsy Kettleman. She's kind of the instigator of the whole money fraud embezzlement plot.
You think she's gorgeous?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Julianne Emery.
Julianne.
You don't think she is?
I think she is. I thought she's like super mousy and.
Mousy? I mean, maybe in that.
That's what
kinda...
I'm saying. And I don't think I've seen her anything else. Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
She's super attractive.
I mean, you've seen her in Masters of Sex, probably.
Oh, is she in Masters of Sex?
You've seen her in Fargo. She was in the first season. She
oh,
was
she
the,
was
the wife of the.
She was a sheriff's wife. You're
the guy
right.
who got killed, yeah.
Okay.
Or no, she was the brother's wife?
No, I'm pretty sure she was the wife of the sheriff that got killed. She spent the whole season being pregnant.
Yeah, you've seen her in stuff where
yeah,
she's...
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. No, I don't... No.
She's awesome, but yeah, I'm with you. Stacey Ehrmantraut?
No.
Stacey, yeah. Kaylee? It's not going to win anything. Sorry, Kaylee. I think that's it for Better Call Saul.
Okay.
If anybody, Kim might be in the list. Here's a good one for the female cast, Mad Men. I mean, you got to throw Elizabeth Moss in there. There's no way she doesn't belong on this list.
Yep.
Joan, I thought Christina Hendricks did a really good job with the stuff she had in the final season, and she had a surprising amount of stuff to do.
The old JFK, shacking him with JFK.
Yeah. And I think that's about it.
What about...
I mean, January Jones was good, I know you hate January Jones.
I don't hate January Jones.
No,
I just think
January
I think what
you think she's a bad actor. actress.
I think she's got a limit. She's limited in what she can do.
Okay.
And she was very well showcased.
How about Kiernan Shipka?
Yes.
She has some real moments to shine in this final season.
Very good call. Is that how you do it?
Put an N on that first name and on the end of it. And you got it.
Oh, Kiernan.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty good call there.
That's it.
No. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I mean, Megan's not going to win one. Nah. Jessica Pri.
Nah.
She's in very little.
And Jessica's, her mother also, first night lady, not going to do it.
Next show, Narcos. The women kind of get short shrift in this one.
But Alison Brie.
Yeah. Alison Brie. Do you think she's...
Nah. Not a big enough role. Okay. I love Al. I'm watching Community, and Jesus Christ, I'm falling in love with that woman all over again. And not even in like a sexual way, because she's not really...
I mean, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful, but she's just so damn cute. Like, I'm much more like a brotherly or even fatherly, because she's played like a 19-year-old. Like, it's kind of crazy.
In Community? Yeah.
And like, I buy it.
Uh-huh.
But no, like, her fucking mugging for the camera in Community is distracting.
Narcos.
Narcos.
The females get short shrift in this. I don't feel like there's a standout role.
I actually liked the investigative journalist.
Valeria, or whatever her name is.
But
Valerian Steele.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's not going to win a Baldy.
Yeah, not against Elizabeth Moss, she won't. Not against
Regina King. Not against Carrie Coon.
Not against Kristen Ritter.
No, you're right. So,
all right, let's move on.
I mean, here's the thing. We got 29 guys easy with throwing off, wheat with the chaff. I bet we don't get to 20 on women.
I mean, we have a bunch more shows.
We don't get to 20 on women.
You might be right.
I bet you your $30 burrito card we don't get.
No. I need my burritos.
That's
right. And I know you're right, ultimately. So, what about, either... Escobar's wife had almost nothing to do. And Connie Murphy, Joanna Christie is the person who plays Connie Murphy, the wife of the DEA.
She's another blonde American.
She was pretty good.
She's all right. She was like her husband. Okay. Serviceable.
All right. Daredevil.
Yes.
Now we've got an interesting, is there, quote-unquote, secretary/partner... Is Rosario Dawson in the mix? I need to look up her name because I don't know what it is. Deborah Ann Woll.
Oh, yeah.
As Karen Page. Rosario Dawson. Deborah Ann Woll.
I believe it's that. No, she's
you're right.
I loved her in True Blood. Loved her even more in this. What about Kingpins? Love. That's a hard role to play. I we decided not to have a supporting character, and I don't think she'd win in that category too. But that's a very hard role to play, and very hard to convincingly love the Kingpin. I think she did it.
Yeah. All right.
I remember the first few episodes. I don't understand why, but I bought it at some point.
Yeah, and I couldn't put my finger on it either, but I did like her performance a lot. I mean, I don't think she's going to win if you want to disqualify her for that.
Well, I mean, I feel like we did that with a lot of the guys.
But honestly, I don't feel like Rosario Dawson's going to win either. She's got a much smaller part.
Deborah Ann Woll. Who would you take? Rosario Dawson, Deborah Ann Woll.
Woll, because she's got the bigger part, and I feel like she has a lot more emotion in her performance, whereas Rosario Dawson is kind of just getting established, right?
Yeah.
Not a ton of stuff for her to do other than be kind of surprised and befuddled and later on have a slight romantic.
You did not see her. You noped that at Jessica Jones before she showed up.
Oh, she's in that?
She does.
I didn't know that.
She does. You need to polish out those fine. I'm saying if you already ate the shit sandwich, you might as well wash it down with the White Russian. The last two episodes are pretty good.
All right.
And they should have just, the three episodes you slogged through, you shouldn't have seen them. It should have gone right to those final two episodes.
Okay. Next show, Show Me a Hero. This is interesting. I think actually the woman who plays kind of the loudest
The Jewish
objector,
Yonkers protester. Yeah.
I think she should be in there.
She's pretty good.
I need
to
find her name. Which might be harder than I... imagined in this cast of characters. I'll try to show, here.
Help you out here.
What about Winona Ryder? I don't think she is impressive enough. Is it Peggy J. Scott? Is it Lucille? Is that her name?
I don't know.
In the show? Maybe Peggy J. Scott. I can't remember her exact face. I think it's her. I think it's Peggy J. Scott.
Peggy J. Scott.
Yeah, look at her and tell me if that's who it is.
Who the hell is Winona Ryder play?
She plays the other council member or whatever who... Or I forget what her exact role is, but she's kind of the friend of Nick Wasisco who he betrays in order to try and get elected. Although, you may not have... Never mind. You may not have seen that part already. But Winona Ryder's there throughout.
Okay.
Kind of just as his friend.
Okay. I don't know. Tell me who you want to be on this.
I think Peggy J. Scott is the... Like, do you see a picture of Peggy J. Scott?
I thought it was Catherine Keener.
Catherine Keener? Maybe it is.
Ah, shit. God damn it.
Where's she at?
You say Peggy what?
Peggy J. Scott. I don't remember exactly what this lady looks like, but... Where's Catherine Keener? Is she even credited?
Yeah, I think that's who... Catherine Keener. Yeah, that's it here. Let me show you what she looks like. That's her, right? Who the
Yeah, but where is she?
She's wearing a lot of old lady makeup, but
that's Oh, there she is. Okay, Mary Dorman, yeah. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. I think she should go on the
list. She's convincingly playing like a
Yeah, like a 60-year-old
woman. Uh-huh. Like I said, she's 56. She's
okay, well,
damn
she's
you Hollywood actresses.
Playing her age.
Right. Yeah.
She looks better in real life than she did on this, certainly. But she deserves to be on the list, I think.
Okay, fine.
With a C. Spell her name right, please.
Wait.
C-A-T-H.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I got
come
too K'd up with the Keener. Too keen on the K.
Game of Thrones, I think Cersei Lannister deserves this.
Although, what do you think about the fact that that was a body double and there's digital trickery? Like, her shining moment was
I think even the moments, like, just... It's obviously her face... I think she deserves it. Like, at least to be on the list, certainly.
Okay, what's her name?
Good question.
Lena Headey.
Lena, yes, yes.
This is really exposing us for how stupid we are without showing
how
that.
How
like,
many fucking shows? Look at the number of shows
I'm telling you, Alan
Sepinwall,
like, he's got the shit down. He must play flash guards. With
he
actors
does,
and actresses.
Yeah. Him and Feinberg sit there.
Like he's like, yeah.
Before each podcast.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about Show Me Hero.
He's practicing
today.
Bokeem Woodbine 5 years ago. So he just, I know that guy.
Yeah. Lena Headey. H-E-A-D-Y, I think. Yeah.
It's not, if not, it should be. What about
Sansa? Anything from Sansa?
What about Arya? Who is played by.
She's pretty good.
God damn it. Who's she played by, man?
I don't know.
You're going to die. Maisie Williams.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got that just before Google rendered it. Pretty good. Probably not going to win a Baldy, though.
Yeah.
How about Bad Puse? How about all the Sand Snakes? This is an ensemble.
I'm also thinking
Natalie Dormer,
Brienne, who plays
Gwendolyn Christie.
Gwendolyn Christie, yeah.
I know this a little bit. I'm better at that. Gwendolyn Christie, pretty good. Did you know she is Captain Phasma on Star Wars last night? The Chrome played Stormtrooper.
I had heard that, but I didn't.
Boy, they didn't do much with her, did they?
No, she was in two scenes.
Let's not get into Star Wars spoilers, but I can't. Yeah. That she seems like she sold an action figure, and that was her job.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know other Game of Thrones.
Maybe Maisie
stuff.
Williams. I'm gonna put Maisie Williams down because I thought she had a lot of difficult material.
All right.
Anybody else? Natalie Dormer. We don't want Natalie Dormer seducing a 14-year-old boy.
and getting thrown in prison and dealing with her own shit like Cersei was. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
What do you think about the spin? Now we're talking about the guy. What about the Sparrow? He was pretty good, too. I don't think he's going to win a Baldy, but I thought he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Him and Lena had pretty good chemistry.
They did, but I felt like Lena was more to my taste.
Okay.
Well, not sexually.
You son of a bitch.
Just
turning his baldies into an attractiveness referendum.
sorry, Head Sparrow. You're not sexually attractive enough for me.
For Jim.
Can't get me up. Get out of here.
Don't like the black, calloused, horny feet.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Jessica Jones.
Kristen Ritter, obviously.
She needs to be on there.
Is that
Carrie Ann Moss?
Boy, for the anti... Okay, the other thing, why we're talking about Carrie Ann Moss, if she's the negative version of Claire Underwood, of Robin...
I found myself thinking, my God, like, Carrie Ann Moss is turning into Carrie Underwood, is turning into...
I mean, it's like a negative image, literally. Like, if you under...
One's got blonde, one's got black. Yeah.
It was a really good Robin Wright performance.
Yeah, this character is very much like fucking whatever her name is in the show.
Claire Underwood.
That I just said, yeah.
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 I don't think Robin Wright was really good this season.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to give it to anybody, it's going to be her. So, no, I don't want. But Carrie Ann Moss.
I did like her a lot.
No slouch. Pretty good.
Yeah. And she's playing a fairly unconventional role, too, which I liked. Fargo. Kirsten Dunst.
Did I get Kristen Ritter? Is that how you. Is
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's not like Kirsten or any crazy.
Oh, it's K-R-Y-S-T-E-N. What?
Yeah. What?
S-T-E-N. Yeah.
Oh, wait. K-R-Y.
Y-S-T-E-N.
S-T-E-N.
You got Ritter right, yeah.
Okay. Let's start from the top. Who?
Fargo, Kirsten Dunst, I think, probably deserves to be on that list.
Yeah.
What do you think about Betsy? Is she...
Sure.
Does she belong on that list?
Sure.
It's kind of a small part,
how about
but...
Jean... what was the mama... Mama Gerhart.
Floyd Gerhart.
Jean Smart, was that her name?
I think so, yeah.
Yep, Jean Smart. I liked her a lot.
Anything for Simone?
Yeah, sure, I'll put her on there.
Anything for Noreen?
No, but Betsy. Who's Betsy?
Betsy is...
Damn, Jean Smart's like 5'9". Wow.
Where the fuck? Kristen Milioti.
Oh, shit. Milioti. She was on Designing Women.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've probably seen her in something, but not that.
Who's Betsy?
C-R-I-S-T-I-N.
C-R-Y-S.
No, I-S.
I-S.
T-I-N. Wait.
Crisis? C-R-I-S.
T-I-N.
T-I-N.
M-I-L-I-O-T-I.
O-T-I?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Kristen Milioti?
You need to change your name.
Milioti?
You need to make it just like...
Yeah, disqualified, because I can't pronounce it on the podcast.
Miliadonna. Anybody else?
Yeah, what happened to Simone? Never seen her in any
of
before.
Oh, you didn't
before.
Put Simone on there? Rachel Keller. R-A-C-H-E-L.
Squander potential. Honestly, every one of those except for Kirsten Dunst, and even then, I think that's one of the things I'm annoyed at Fargo. I feel like they really, I don't think they do right by their female characters consistently.
Yeah. I'm with you. All right, next show, The Americans. Kerry Russell's got to go on there. Come on.
Okay.
Kerry Russell's awesome. I mean, I don't know about...
Uncomfortable tooth pulling scene.
It's very uncomfortable, and
it's unpleasant. That show's so unpleasant to watch.
It was gratuitous.
Yeah,
it was gratuitous.
It's like Theon's de-dicking scene. Just never ends that show.
Holly Taylor had a lot to do. Paige,
is that Paige?
That's the daughter. Yeah, she had a lot to do, and she was good.
What about the defector? I thought she was pretty good. Also, what about Natasha? Wasn't that the whatever happens to
Nina?
Natasha?
Are you talking about Nina?
Nina, yeah.
Stan's love spy.
Uh-huh.
She gets put into prison, and she eventually gets out because she helps crack this other girl who she's in prison with.
Does the KGB blue blood help her out?
KGB blue blood.
Yeah, the guy who's got like...
Him and Stan both team up to help her out. Sure.
No way.
They figure out if they can prove that like this person is a defector or is not a defector, is actually like a spy, they might trade her for Nina.
Huh.
And so they can... like they work behind the scenes to try and get her out together.
So is Nina and Sam still a thing now? She would love Sam.
Sam? Stan?
Stan.
Yeah, no. I mean, she kind of did. I don't know.
Hmm.
But they're not still a thing, and neither is his wife. And
What about the woman who plays Jonathan's other, or not Jonathan, Philip's other wife, the Washington wife he's got? I thought she's really good, too.
Washington wife? Oh, yeah. Martha. It's Allison Martha. Wright.
Not going to win a...
She is real good. Yeah.
Not going to win a Baldy. Do you want me to put her down?
And she knows several positions out of the Kama Sutra now. I can tell you that much.
Sure.
Yeah, she should be on there. I think she did a really good job.
Not wanting to lose your burrito card. What's her name?
Oh, the 20. We got a lot more to go. I think we'll get there. Allison Wright with 1L.
Okay. Oh, 1L?
Yeah.
Sorry, Allison.
Justified. Here it gets interesting.
Noelle
Carter?
Is it Noelle or Joelle?
Joelle Carter? Joelle. I think it's Joelle, yeah. Let me make sure, but...
Mary...
Steenburgen?
Steenburgen.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty good. There's Erica Tazel. She didn't have anything to do.
poor Rachel. I mean, it's just best Carter, season ever, yeah. But not going to win a Baldy, no.
Yeah. I feel like the only two people who deserve it on there are Joelle and Mary Steenburgen. I thought she did a really good job kind of playing the line.
Okay.
Next show, The Nick. Anybody in there who you'd nominate?
Oh, God. Yes, but I don't know any of their names, and you haven't seen any of it, and they're not going to win. They're not going to win a... I mean, I like the abortionist nun. I like Thackeray, the nurse. I can't remember her name. That's kind of Thackeray's love interest, and there's like a little bit of a triangle. There's some, but they're not gonna win. They're not gonna win an Emmy, and I'm not helping you get your burrito card. So,
all right, you didn't see any of Sense8, did you?
I did not.
Damn
but
it! None
I think
of it.
You got
it
a
sucks.
Lot of a lot of people.
No, I've got one.
Really?
Yeah, the woman who plays the transgendered Nomi on there. Mm-hmm. I think she deserves to be on there. Jamie Clayton. She's really strong. They have a bunch of scenes with
you know,
her.
Mary Steenburgen had a really good year. She had seven. She was in 7 Days of Hell as the mother.
She was
of
in
Kit
Last
Harington.
Vegas.
She was in Last Man on Earth. She's in Orange and New Black. She's in Justified. She was every... And there's still Turkey Hollow that I don't think has come out, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, she's popular.
She's really doing her thing. Really bringing it back.
But yeah, for Sense8, I think Jamie Clayton deserves to be on there as
okay.
Nomi.
Jamie Clayton, you said?
Yeah. She was definitely the most impactful character for me and was the most interesting. And I'd probably say that's it for Sense8. Penny okay. Dreadful, anybody?
Ava Green.
Josh Hartnett.
Ava
Green,
amazing at playing some psychotic, demon-possessed, ass-kicking warlock woman. Like, she's just... She is reasons number 1 through 3 to watch the show. She's magnetic.
All right. Anybody else?
Towards down the stretch, whoever, I can't even remember what her name is, but Frankenstein's love interest is pretty good, but not enough to win a... And whoever Ava Green's witch mentor is. There's a lot of really great female characters. I don't know that any I would put as top slots.
Moving on. True Detective. Rachel McAdams?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's pretty good. I liked her. And it showed a lot of her range, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her as Mean Girls.
Sure.
This year. I've seen her as Annie Bezerritas, and I thought both of those were so different.
I've seen her play Uptight. I've seen her play
Yeah.
Badass button down ass kicker. I've seen her play. Just, you know,
and she's the only
high schooler.
She's the only female actor in that entire show, right? Like, of note.
Well, I mean, you got Paul's disgusting mother. You got Paul's fairly cute
ex-wife.
Yeah, Ray's ex-wife. You got Paul's fairly cute girlfriend that started the series. You got a whole bunch of faceless whores that get killed.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. But she's very bit part. Nah, I think that's about it.
Okay, me too. Did we talk about True Detective in the male category?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
We skip that. You think there's anybody there who deserves it? I feel like
that deserves it.
Ray Valcoro's not a bad performance by Colin Farrell. I don't know.
What about Vince Vaughn
as Frank? Frank, way too
Farrell?
Many.
Is that how you do Farrell?
Way too many words coming out of his head. I don't know.
Fucked up here.
Dennis O'Hare is gonna be pissed.
Dennis Colin O'Hare. I think Vince Vaughn did. It's not his fault that they had him do ridiculous dialogue.
I agree.
I couldn't believe that I was buying him as a badass mobster.
I expected to go in that season hating him.
Yep.
And his character, and I came out of it going, that was a nuanced performance from a guy I didn't think could pull it off.
Okay. So that seemed like he should get at least mention.
Put old Vinny Vaughn on there. Vincent Vaughn.
Vince caught.
We got Vaughn. You, Vince.
We got you. We got you. I don't know if that's how you spell it. I don't care.
Anybody else? You think, what's his name? Paul Woodrue deserves a...
No, Taylor Kitchener or whatever the hell his name was.
You think the politician who's constantly drunk deserves
anything? No, the mayor. No. No, not any of his lackeys or the lieutenants or captains. No.
Rick Springfield.
Not the Russian dude. Not Rick Springfield. No.
All right, let's move on. Banshee. How many asses can one man kick?
There's so
or
many.
One woman kick.
There's a lot of great female characters that are not going to win. I mean.
No? All right.
There's just like so many. Siobhan was awesome and heartbreaking in this season. Kai Proctor's niece is disturbing but super hot.
You don't win awards for being hot.
But if you did, everyone, the whole main cast of Banshee would get it, man. Because they're like, even Kai Proctor, who's like the old weird Amish gangster, still super hard body. And
Timothy Olyphant would be in this. And like, you'd have to give it to a lot of
people. I
would
love to see Timothy Olyphant guest star. And
just make it the hottest episode ever.
Sure, sure.
We're just gonna put all the beautiful people in here.
Ball of naked sex. It's just like those. What's that species?
Put Oberyn in there.
What's the species of snakes that just gets together in like a ball and they just mate for like a month and that's how they make bait?
Yeah,
that's what the cast of Banshee needs to do in the last episode. Just form a big snake ball and.
All right, moving on to
cover it with vegetable oil and have at it.
Bloodline. So Freaks and Geeks girl, Sylvia from Batman is in there,
sure.
But it's not her best performance by far.
Okay.
So Bloodline, I would say no. The mother there is pretty good in that family, but I don't think there's anything that stands out to me particularly. House of Cards, Robin Wright.
Yep, for sure. What about
Rachel? She was
the
best thing about this season. Rachel,
she had some
good. She's good.
She had some weight she had to carry.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Nah.
Oof. These drinks are making me sleepy.
I'm trying to think who else. What about the army vet? That is
the army vet.
Isn't does she become
the
vice
reporter?
President? No. The one that's become Speaker of the House or.
Oh, who's sleeping with
Remy?
Remy, yeah. Who has her own problems with marriage?
Yeah, and has her own fake family. No, she's not gonna win a. She's not gonna win a Baldy.
I don't think so. There was a really good scene between those two.
If you can't make a serious argument of why she should win, then no.
Yeah. All right. That's it for House Cards, then. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bridge. Do you give it to? I can't think of anybody. Frankly, man. I only saw like a few episodes of The Bridge, though. So,
Diane Kruger. I mean, she's great. But I didn't give it to Damian Bashir or Ted Levine, so.
All right.
Or Ted Levine, Levine.
Dang, fuck it.
She's the best thing on the show, though.
AHS.
American Horror Story. Do I really nominate Lady Kathy Gaga?
Bates. Kathy Bates.
I mean, Lady Gaga was the surprise. Like, I thought she was going to be kind of... I didn't think she'd be able to hold her weight, and she was. And Angela Bassett is just fucking awesome. Kathy Bates is Kathy Bates.
Breaking kneecaps.
Whoever. Nah. I mean, Angela Bassett, but she's just such a niche player so far. And Chloe Sevigny is a huge disappointment. She's terrible this year. I mean, her character is terrible.
Okay. So is that a no?
I mean, like I said, Gaga's, but I can't seriously nominate her for Baldi. She's not that good. She's just better than I expected her to be.
Uh-huh.
Dennis O'Hare. We'll put Dennis O'Hare on there for female lead, too.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Nope.
Next up, Baldi. Or Ballers. Baldies.
No.
Ballers.
No.
So the only person that I really like as far as females go in that show is...
The wife. One offensive tackle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
I think she's real good. Yeah, her character name is Julie Green. The actress is Jasmine Simon.
I'm not going to seriously nominate her for a Baldy, though. If The Rock doesn't
win, with you.
If The
I'm
Rock,
with you.
No, nobody can win if The Rock doesn't
win. The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead?
No, on Fear the Walking Dead.
Nope on all of it.
Really?
I just don't. Like, who are you going to nominate? Jesse? Deanna? Like, none of them had enough to stand out.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Even Deanna, who had a good final episode, just
sure
not enough.
All right, you got me.
That's it. That's all we got. Comedies. Silicon Valley. Is there anything?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not.
Parks and Rec.
No.
No, you don't give it to Leslie Knope?
Oh, she's so good. But I can't give it to, if I can't give it to Nick Offerman, like, I'm sorry. It's the comedy bias.
Maybe
we need best actor and actress in a comedy role, but
Always Sunny, Key and Peele, Danger 5, Orange is the New Black. Anything?
Ooh.
Anything there?
Man, Orange is the New Black has a lot of great female actors and actresses. Or I'm sorry, it has a lot of great female actors. Do I give any of them a Baldy? Because it's such an ensemble cast. I mean, I guess Uzo Aduba would be the one I'd probably had the most weight that she had to carry and is consistently the toughest performance and also the funniest and also probably has to carry the most weight.
That's not nice. She's not that fat.
I'm not talking about that. You. Yeah, there's between her and whoever plays Poussey, who's like this like acclaimed Juilliard actor
playing a character named Poussey. This is where she saw herself when she got into acting.
Hey man, it's a great role.
No, I'm, yeah, sure, but
Samira Wiley is her name. I probably Uzo Aduba and Samira Wiley, maybe. I could do that. Uzo Aduba, I think I'm gonna have to look that up. Oh, god damn it,
yeah.
Too many keyboards, too many mice.
Uzo Aduba is
Uzo,
doesn't sound like an easy name
Uzo
to spell.
Uzo Aduba. I hope that's actually her name, too. And then I'm going to put Samira Wiley. Because they actually had a really complimentary role, too. Oh, my God! I fucking nailed it! Uzo Aduba. My fault. Uzo Aduba.
How about SNL or Portlandia? Anything there?
Kate McKinnon. She is so, I mean, I think people should start watching SNL just to see the glory that is Kate McKinnon. She's awesome.
Carrie Brown, Portlandia. I don't know. She's always good. Like
she's good.
She's hilarious.
Yeah. But
she at least deserves to be talked about, I guess.
I like
Portlandia doesn't get the love it should.
Brownstein, yeah,
Carrie Brownstein, yeah, that's it.
I like her better than what's his face on Portlandia. I think what she does is harder to do than what he does. Fred Armisen,
yeah,
Well, he's really good too.
There's such a range of characters that they play that I think they're both great.
You know what? I gotta say, this has been a more even year than I thought it'd be. 27 females to 31 males. That's not.
Yeah, I guess there were a bunch of female roles that were really solid. That's good.
Sure,
that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, you know, Leftovers banging out three of them. Bam, bam, bam. That's more than. Well, I guess it was three. No. Yeah, there's three.
Two
three.
From.
Yep. I had John Hamm up front. Okay.
All right. So we've got the list. That's a long ass list. Both of those are. What are we doing next?
Well, we need to put them in order.
Oh, we do.
Yep, I think
we can't just move on to the next.
Well,
category.
We can. So, Best Boomerang. These are shows that did not come out in 2014, but we watched in 2015 and were impressed by. And I had, Top of the Lake, Community, the documentary Harmontown, and Breaking Bad season 3. Top of the Lake is awesome. It's what I think. It's a better season for 2 of True Detective than True Detective was. It's got an awesome performance by Elizabeth Moss. It's the investigation of a child who's gone who's disappeared from a very weird, isolated New Zealand town, and it's just really great. It's a really great whodunit that has a very satisfying ending. And I was shocked to hear that they're doing a season 2 of it, because I don't know that I want or need. I definitely don't need one. I didn't really want one either.
Everybody knows about Breaking Bad season 3. It's a good season.
Yep.
It's not the best season, but it's good. It's real strong. Community.
I've almost finished all of season 2, and I marathon all season 1, and Dan Harmon gets fired at the end of season 3, I think. And then but I just cannot believe how good it is. It's
good. Yeah.
Really good.
I've seen a chunk of it. I know that it's good. Harmontown is a documentary about Dan Harmon.
Yep.
And his podcast and live show.
If you're a fan of Community, then I think you should see it. Or Rick and Morty. Because you know, it's interesting because Harmontown the podcast is like, he comes up with this shit live, and then you watch it on Community or Rick and Morty later, and it's just like, he's an idea machine. He's not a great example of a human being, but he is really he is kind of a genius.
He's a problematic genius. Yeah, I think his real genius is taking those ideas and putting them into something that makes sense.
And also, the thing is, all of his stuff, I think what sets it apart is it all has a lot of heart. Like, it's got very crude, very biting, sarcastic humor. Like if Archer made you actually believe that the people that work there cared about each other at the end of the day, that's the magic trick I think he really plays. And I think that's kind of his life. His life is very sour and sweet, all mixed up together.
Yeah.
And alcohol, lots of alcohol. It's a cautionary tale for us, honestly.
I don't even know what to do on Best Boomerang, frankly. Like, how do you judge an entire series of Community against a season 3?
I feel like it could be like a personal reco kind of from us. Like, you should watch this. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. If you did watch it and you wished we'd watched it, then we watched it and it's great.
So we don't need to pick a winner there?
I'd give it Top of the Lake. It's by far the best of those three, of those four.
Huh.
I mean, but better than Breaking Bad season 3. I mean, it's brand new. It was gripping. So,
yeah. So it's season 3 of Breaking Bad. It's got one of the best episodes of Breaking Bad ever.
Sure.
It's got a couple of really good arcs, and goddamn, does it have an ending?
Yep.
Like, that last episode or two are real strong. And I haven't seen Top of the Lake, so like, I don't know how to judge it against that.
Yeah, I don't think we need to pick a winner.
Okay.
And these other categories, I don't know. Worst character?
There's a lot. There's Chris from Fear of the Walking Dead. He's a real shit.
Nobody
likes him. There's
hold on. Let me get a bullet list.
I feel like a lot of these are going to come from Walking Dead. Chris from Fear of the Walking Dead.
Morgan?
I mean, he's
any random, Alexandrian,
right? Spencer,
All the Alexandrians. Morgan. Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas is pretty terrible. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other shows that have bad characters.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're talking about great TV. So let's go through some of these shows. Leftovers.
Mr. Robot. You really don't like the main villain there.
Yeah, whoever the main villain is for Mr. Robot.
I'll look it up.
How about Leftovers? Is there a terrible character in Leftovers?
No. No. I definitely hated Laurie at points in season one, but... Mr. Robot's main character is...
Main villain.
Tyrell Wellick. Martin Wallstrom.
Jesus Christ. Tyrell what?
Tyrell Wellick. W-E-L-I... W-E...
Whatever.
Double L-I-C-K.
Whatever.
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
What about the redheaded neighbor on Jessica Jones?
Oh, I fucking hate her.
They're both of them.
She's the worst.
The redhead twins...
Well, she's by far the worst.
I know, I mean, but the other guy died halfway through. Redhead twins from Jessica Jones. Terrible.
Hate everything.
They almost ruined the show.
They're the McPoyles. They are like real life McPoyles, right? Like drama McPoyles.
Asking to be taken seriously.
Uh-huh.
Affecting major plot points.
Fucking each other in bathrobes, drinking warm milk. Get out of here. I hated her with a passion, and the guy, but he was like, I felt like he was getting railroaded into this whole thing.
Sure.
She was taking advantage of him.
Yep.
So he gets less blame.
Okay.
But, I don't know, other worst characters? Is there anything real bad? I mean, Poussey girl in
the
sand, Game
let's
of Thrones.
Let's just put sand snakes.
Sand snakes were
sand
pretty
snakes.
Bad.
It's an ensemble.
The Russian president was decent in House Cards, but
yeah, no problem with him.
Not a huge problem. The writer was real good.
Better Call Saul. How about
was this year wasn't
how about
Walk
the, how
Empire,
about the,
right?
how about the,
ended
no,
last
no.
year?
How about okay. the twins? How about the redhead twins from Better Call Saul? The beanpole
the skaters?
Guy? Yes.
I really didn't like that. Redhead's having a bad time of it this
twins
year.
Twins from Better Call
go.
Skating Twins from Better Call Saul. How about shit. Tight guy from Breaking Bad.
Tuco?
Not great, Bob.
I mean, is he a bad character
no,
or does he just
was,
have
was,
a bad
no,
scene?
No, you're right. You're right.
Like bad placement.
I don't want to blaspheme myself. I'm trying to think of anybody else Better Call Saul was terrible. Mad Men. Anybody terrible in Mad Men? Anybody terrible in Narcos?
You really didn't like that DEA guy.
I didn't know. No, I did not like him. I said he's replacement level. He's just okay.
I remember you having a visceral dislike of him.
I think you're
when
confusing
you first
me
started
for Alan
watching
Sepinwall.
It.
I was saying that Alan Sepinwall hated this guy and they couldn't get over. And I'm like, why? Why?
Huh,
He's okay.
Sure.
Show me a hero. You want to talk about Dr. Octopus?
Oh, he's dislikable. Sure.
He's great. He's not a worst character. He's just... I mean, is this character worse than, like, just Cover Your Eyes Bad or Big as Shit? Because Big as Shit department, it's harder to take a bigger shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's Donald Trump of Yonkers.
I don't think he needs to go in there.
Okay.
He's a good character. He's just...
Yeah, you're right. Game of Thrones, are any other terrible characters besides, how about Drogon's rubber puppet, the rubber dragon from Game of Thrones?
With the bad compositing job?
Yeah. The matte compositing of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, rubber Drogon deserves to be in there.
I'm going to put it down just for fun.
All right.
Rubber Drogon. Boom. That'll piss people off.
I didn't like. Were you a fan of Solid Snake or whatever his name is in Game of Thrones this year? Fucking Grey Worm.
Grey Worm.
Is he? Yeah.
Who the fuck
he,
are you talking about?
Grey Worm.
Oh, I mean, he's not a terrible character.
Yeah.
He just
didn't care about him, I guess.
Yeah.
Him and Missandei just.
I can't say he's terrible.
Yeah.
I think we sucked all the juice out of Jessica Jones.
Well, okay. I mean, we're talking about... So if we're not going to put a Dr. Octopus on there, I guess we can't put Melisandre on there, right? Even though she's clearly the worst character who has ever existed.
She's like the biggest piece of shit. Being burnt, yeah.
Yeah. And Stannis is culpable, and...
I have a hard time. I mean, they're not as bad as Sand Snakes. I felt legitimate things besides just, God, get off my fucking TV.
But then you got to put Ramsay on there. Like, you got to go a long way with Game of Thrones. But
how about Fargo? Any terrible characters on Fargo?
Not really.
No real annoying ones?
I mean, Sonny is kind of shitty, but...
Sonny? Who the hell are you talking about?
He's Carl Weathers' sidekick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the Americans? Can we talk about the Noah Emmerich? What's his name?
Sure, Stan.
Stan. Yeah. FBI Stan agent Beeman. Stan.
Yeah, let me talk about that. I really didn't like the other agent who was with him when they accosted Carrie Russell.
Yeah.
And they tried to capture her, and he got hit by a motorcycle. Yeah. Sure. I don't think he's a wooden actor, and I don't think the part is good, and like, I don't really like him at all.
How about Justified? I don't remember there being any terrible characters on there. There's the sidekick of
Boyd, but he's always got dunces for sidekicks, and
they weren't terrible.
Yeah, they're just there filling a role.
The young guy was kind of mesmerized by
Ava. Where his, didn't he like commit some horrible crimes, and his father subbed in for him and went to prison for him?
I thought it was his brother.
I thought it was Stan.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Sure, sure.
It might be a different guy. Yeah.
No, I can't think of anybody who was terrible. I like Choo Choo.
Yeah. Choo Choo's good.
I liked Choo Choo's boss and whoever the special.
All of them, yeah.
All those, the military guys are really cool and interesting characters.
Yeah, the short, kind of chubby one was the least fun I even for thought me, he was, but he was still good. Yeah.
It was a good foil for Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Huh.
Worst characters. Let me run through the list of shows here real quick.
Oh, as far as female leads, what'd you think of whoever played... oh, God. Who was Mag's protege? The young girl. For best actress.
Jolene or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
She's, fuck, what is her name?
Loretta McCready.
Loretta, yeah.
That would be...
she was good, but you didn't Caitlin Dever. You didn't really like her, right?
No. I remember being worried that they would focus because I thought that she was so good in season two that they trotted her out and they were kind of in danger of overusing her. But I thought she was really great in...
But you didn't like her speech to the townspeople when she was shitting all over Sam Elliott. Like, riling up the crowd.
I recall you,
like, being kind of down on that.
Huh. All right, fine.
Like, you just didn't buy...
She's not going to win.
Well, maybe you just didn't buy the townspeople would turn.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm being mischaracterized on my own damn podcast.
I feel like you didn't like it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Whatever. She's not going to win. I'm not going to fight for her.
Walking Dead, Ballers. Is there a bad character on Ballers? Probably.
Probably.
The Brink.
No, I know who the terrible character on Ballers is. It's the best friend of whoever the defensive lineman was that was always starting and like just fucking
his agent, whatever.
His entourage, hanger on,
spending all his money.
Brunches. I hated that fucking guy. I hated that fucking guy.
The guy that The Rock rightfully pushed through the DJ stand.
But I think you're supposed to hate him, so I don't want to say he's the worst character.
You are.
Okay, what else? Who'd you have for. For what show?
The Brink, I was thinking. There are a couple that I didn't really like on The Brink.
Really?
I
didn't like... Oh, so the English smugglers?
Yeah, both him and his wife.
They're terrible.
They were just real bad characters.
Show ground to a halt.
Yeah. I felt like the president was almost a bad character.
Yeah, but he's whatever.
He didn't do anything.
Whatever.
He's the fucking president. He wasn't doing a single thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Bloodline, Banshee. So there's got to be bad characters in Banshee. True Detective. There were some bad characters in True Detective, right?
Bad characters? Name one. That you weren't supposed to hate. They're just terribly conceived characters. I know True Detective is not as bad. It's just a disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we got a biggest disappointment category, and it's going to...
Penny Dreadful, Sense8, Nick.
House of Cards. I can't think of any terrible character. I mean, I feel like there are, but I can't think of any. The Bridge. Does anyone... There was just terrible characters? No, I don't think so. There was a really poorly conceived plotting, but... American Horror Stories. Or,
yeah, I'm fine with this list, I think.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. Shit. Alex from American Horror Story.
Okay. Don't.
No, terrible. She's the... I just named her. Chloe Savini character. Just terrible. Terrible character.
Okay. Was 24 this year? That was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah. Let's move on. Biggest disappointment.
Okay.
Unless we're done here.
We're getting there, but I'm going to push through a couple. Biggest disappointment, let's say Fear the Walking Dead.
True Detective.
True Detective. The Walking Dead?
Sure.
The Bridge? I'm going to put The Bridge up there.
Did you watch much of Homeland?
No, I didn't watch any this year. I noped out last year.
I didn't see the season of Halt and Catch Fire, so I can't put that on there.
Yeah.
And I hear that it's decent, but I don't know.
I kind of want to say The Brink, honestly. The Brink could have been better than it was. Yeah,
The Brink is pretty disappointing.
And did you hear that HBO stealth canceled that?
Uh-uh.
They renewed both The Brink and The Ballers, and then like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they quietly reneged on the renewal of The Brink.
Yes, it's not that good.
No, and it had a lot of potential.
Yeah, I like Tim Robbins. I probably like Tim Robbins more at this point than I like Jack Black. Frankly.
I thought Jack Black was kind of shitty.
Like, when Jack was doing his Tenacious D stuff in full force, like, that was amazing. And the stuff he did kind of before that, but he's kind of just playing Jack Black now.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest disappointment. Anything else?
How about House of Cards?
Yeah, it deserves to be on there.
It's not going to win, but...
Yeah, I think we might have winners in the list already.
What other things were we excited about to come out and that we thought were shitty? How about Falling Skies? You just quit watching that show.
I haven't seen it, so I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to catch back up on that, though, because I kind of half like that show.
Any movies we're disappointed in?
James Bond.
Yeah, I'll put that. Sure.
Let's keep that for now.
All right. How about biggest surprise? I want to say the Marvel Cinematic Universe on Netflix.
Okay. Like
collectively, Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
Daredevil for me was a huge surprise.
Whoop, MCU on Netflix. Whoops.
Need to get on QWERTY there.
What you doing? What else? How about Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Better Call Saul.
The USA show, Mr. Robot.
I mean, Leftover Season 2, could you even say that's... I mean, I guess I expected greatness from that. I didn't expect as great as it was, but is it a big surprise? Was Mad Men not shitting to bed a big surprise? Was Show Me the David Simon political thriller a surprise? Not really.
Yeah.
How about Game of Thrones on a disappointment? You feel me on that?
Okay.
The fact that the Winds of Winter did not come out... In 2015, there's a lot of people feeling my pain on that, guaranteed. Fargo down the stretch? The Americans?
As far as biggest disappointment?
It's hard to say because they're on our top shows list, too.
Yeah, I like I said, I liked Americans.
Okay, biggest surprise, I forgot what I was talking about. What about Sense8? Just when you thought the Wachowskis were dead and on the ropes, they come back?
Sense8, yeah, surprised me. Like, it's not the best show.
I think the plotting is kind of,
it tries to be a little bit more than it is, but it also succeeds in being more than it is. I think it's got an E in it. Since
full man, sense. Fuck you and your E.
Since
how about ballers? I mean, I wasn't surprised. I guess I wasn't surprised.
I didn't expect anything out of it.
Do we have any technical achievement? Because like best mother and son slap, you could have Nick versus his mom.
Uh-huh.
Was it Erica?
No, it's Maddie.
Yeah, Nick versus Maddie. But we also just recently got
Lori and Tom from Leftovers.
And yeah. Didn't Deanna and Spencer, didn't they have a slap over the pantry raid? I don't know that they did. She was super disappointed. I mean, we could open up as best mother-son fight. Did Cersei and Tommen get into it? Did they get into a slap? Did someone get slapped over that?
I don't remember. Like
someone gets slapped in Breaking Bad or in Game of Thrones every season, but I don't know if it's mother son. Did we want?
Because
I don't know any of these categories. Any other of these categories, man. Like I don't know what else we'd be making up. Like that's a really funny idea, but then you got to sit down and come up with them. And well, you know what? We need to have a Google Doc coming in 2016 where we just have we can throw stuff that's funny and we can put. Because it's hard to reflect back over the year and think of all the little funny things that have happened that you could make fake categories for.
Yeah, now that we have some kind of framework for the Baldies, maybe we can keep that running throughout the year.
Best debut pilot, I mean, that's got to be insane. I mean,
Better Call Saul.
Well,
not as far as a pilot, but like debut season? I mean, is that what we mean there? Because Better Call Saul's debut season is really good. Mr. Robot's debut is really, really good.
Well, but no, I'm thinking debut pilot is, it could be Mr. Robot, it could be Better Call Saul. It's got to be something that came out this year for the first time.
Yeah, so season one, not like just the pilot episode.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't think of things in terms of pilot. I think of things in terms of overall season. So yeah, I'm on board with that.
Okay, well, Mr. Robot and Better Call Saul need to be in there. Daredevil needs to be in there. Jessica Jones needs to be in there.
It's kind of the biggest surprise, really. Same.
Yeah, it's
Mr. Similar. Robot, Daredevil, Jessica Jones,
The Ash vs. Evil Dead, maybe? Belongs in there.
Nah. It's about what I expected. I expected it to be about that.
Yeah, but this is not the surprise category.
Okay, well then, I don't know.
Was it good?
I guess I wasn't that impressed. I've seen three of them. I'm not as impressed. I mean, they're fun. I've not had any desire to go back and see them.
Narcos,
is that a surprise?
No, this isn't a surprise. This is best debut.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Is that a good? Yeah, I mean, obviously it was.
Yeah, if it makes our top five.
Okay, fine. You're right. What was the other one?
Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
Ash, The Evil Dead.
You got those. I don't even know if Show Me Hero counts because it's not a debut. It's just a whole fucking thing. Might be it.
Ballers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would just run down the list of things that debuted, you know. Sense8. Sense8 is a debut.
Yeah, I think we're going to take this out. Do you want to put Sense8 on there?
Yeah, why not? I would also put Ballers on there because...
No, fuck it. It's not going to win. Shut up.
It's the last fucking category, and it's a debut. Why not? Like, we're listing all the actresses and actors.
I'm not going to physically type it. If you want to, I'm not going to hold you back. I'm washing my hands of it.
I don't give a shit. That's it. That's our last category. So,
all right. Then I think we're ready to do a in-the-show wrap-up show.
Oh, goddamn. There's so much stuff to do. How are we ever going to determine?
I think we're good. I think we got it. I think in our heart. Like, the only one, I mean... The actors and actresses is going to be narrowing to the top five. That's going to be another hour or two's worth of work, but I think we got it. I think we're getting there.
Best comedy is going to be rough.
Nah.
Yeah.
You and I both know who we're going to put.
I'm not certain about that.
All right. Well, I don't want to spoil it. I'd be comfortable counting down the 3, 2, 1, who.
I think there are two
that
have potential here, but...
Yeah, I think you're right. But I know which one I'm going to vote for.
Sure. So I know which one you're going to vote for, too. All right, cool.
You're well, so damn mysterious, Jim Jones.
I guess that's it.
I got my keys in hand. I'm ready to go off on vacation.
All right, cool. Well, we'll be back with a little more of the deliberation process.
In case you guys are still watching it and listening to it, we'll see you then. Bye.